Hello everyone, my name is Veronica, and I will talk to you about my trip to Lisbon. The reason I chose this topic is because I have found out many information to talk about, and it can help you if you want to go to Lisbon one day and you want to collect some information, then you can use my podcast as a help for you. Let's get started. In 12th of July 2018, I and my family went to one of the most exciting cities in Portugal, which is Lisbon. When we came out of Lisbon's airport, which they call it Aeroporto de Lisboa, we were very excited to explore a new city we have never visited before. First, let me talk to you about its weather. In Lisbon, the capital city of Portugal, the climate is Mediterranean, which means that it is mild and rainy in winter, warm and sunny in summer. The location in the far west of Europe and overlooking the Atlantic Ocean, which means that the climate is particularly mild compared with other European countries. The minimum degree it gets in winter is between 8 and 14 degrees Celsius, and in summer it gets from 17 and 19 degrees Celsius. The maximum degree it gets in winter is between 15 and 22 degrees Celsius, and in summer it gets from 26 and 28 degrees Celsius. Now, let me talk to you about what we have visited in Lisbon. First, we have visited the Commerce Square, which is the most famous place to eat, drink, and buy clothes. It was a palace for one of the most famous kings, but unfortunately, it had been destroyed from the earthquake happened between 15th and 16th century. Second, we have visited the Belém Tower. It is a tower that was commissioned by King John II to be part of a defense system for the army at the mouth of the Tagus River and a ceremonial gateway to Lisbon. Third, we have visited Monument of the Discoveries, which is on the northern bank of the Tagus River. And this monument is special for the statues around it, which indicates that in the history, ships departed to explore and trade India and Orient. And it also celebrates the Portuguese Age of Discovery during 15th and 16th century. Finally, we have visited the statue Cristo Rei, which means in English, Statue of Christ the King, and it dedicates the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ overlooking the whole city of Lisbon. And this statue goes back in the times of World War II. The giant statue in cement was erected to express gratitude because the Portuguese were spared with effects of World War II. Now, let me talk to you about the food in Lisbon. The most famous food is the fish, especially the sardines and salmons. And the most famous dessert are tarts called pastéis de nata, which are crispy tarts full of custards inside, and you can sprinkle on them two types of flavors, cinnamon and sugar. It is delicious. Finally, let me talk to you about the shopping centers we have went. The two most well-known shopping centers we went are Centro Colombo and Freeport. They are excellent centers with many different shops of clothes and many restaurants with many different types of food, like Italian, Portuguese, Mozambique, and many other different types of food, along with their perfect prices. That was the most exciting trip I have ever visited, and I hope you guys enjoy too when you go there one day. Thank you all for hearing my travel to Lisbon.